Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Thank you for being with us on the program. Time for Sleep Awareness Week, and then dealing with spring forward, that hour of lost sleep as we adjust to daylight saving time. Statistics show that Americans aren't getting enough sleep. In fact, a survey for Princess Cruises found that nearly three-quarters of Americans take at least one day off each year just to sleep. So how can we get more and better sleep? How to adjust to daylight saving time? With us, the sleep doctor, Dr. Michael Bruce, a clinical psychologist with a thriving practice, board-certified sleep expert. He's on the clinical advisory board for the Dr. Oz Show, as well as a regular guest, a frequent media go-to expert, best-selling author including The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan, WebMD's Sleep Expert, and along with HGTV designer Candace Olson, has helped Princess Cruises design the new Princess Luxury Bed to help guests sleep soundly on the high seas. The Sleep Doctor, Dr. Michael Bruce, with us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You know, when we think of wellness, we consider diet and exercise, and you say sleep has to be added as well. In fact, you call it the third pillar of life. How important is that? Basically, as you talk about it, it impacts everything we do.
It really does. You know, sleep affects every organ system and every disease state. I can show you data where you don't exercise nearly as well when you're sleep deprived. And of course, my second book, looking all at the sleep and weight relationship, we now know that when you're sleep deprived, your metabolism slows down, your appetite increases. I mean, if you're trying to maintain a healthy weight without good sleep, it's almost impossible to do.
And you work with a number of companies, I know, to help employees get better sleep. Talk about that connection between productivity and sleep. And obviously, if companies are involved and considering we need to get better rest for our employees, there really is an impact there as well.
Absolutely. I've actually worked with several different companies on the employee side as well as on the consumer side to learn more about how can sleep affect levels of productivity. We know that when you're sleep deprived, you're not making good decisions. We know that when you're sleep deprived, safety issues can be of a concern. There's even data to now show that as an employer, for every employee that you have, your company loses almost $2,500 just from sleep-related incidents. So whether that's poor decision-making, what we call absenteeism or presenteeism, people at work not being very productive, it's all there and it all has a tremendous effect on your bottom line.
I mentioned you've been working with Princess Cruises in designing the Princess Luxury Bed. An extensive survey study went into as you were getting ready for this project. Talk about the impact, because you're designing like 44,000 beds that are going to be rolled out over the course of the next year. They come to you and they're not only, well, they're concerned about everybody getting a good sleep and enjoying their vacation more. What went into that from your aspect to design that bed?
Well, so I actually was in the factory and we actually developed the bed specifically for the cruise line. You know, it's kind of interesting when you're in a stateroom, the bed is not only the place where you sleep, but it's also the place where you sit down. It's the place where you spend a lot of time. And, of course, we do that in our homes as well. And so we really wanted to take advantage of all of the different technology. And so the technology in the bed has got everything from individually pocketed coils to different types of foams. So that not only can people get amazing support, but also important level of comfort was going to be something that was critical. And quite frankly, Princess Cruises is the first cruise line that's ever approached me or any sleep doctor, I think, that's concerned about how their guests are sleeping at night so that they can have great days and take advantage of all the wonderful things that Princess has to offer. So it was a natural fit for me to join up with them and develop this product and now make sure that people on all of their cruises are getting a great night rest.
And people enjoyed the bed so well, they went home and said, how can I buy one of these? And they're now available. If you go to the website, princessluxurybed.com, you will find all of that information. It's interesting because you said sleep is a sensory experience, and that's something we really don't think about. We just hop in the bed, we go to sleep or try to go to sleep, get up, go to work the next day. Talk about what goes into that, a sensory experience, because as you're going through some of the features that we see with the Princess Luxury Bed, these are things that we could do at home and get a better night's sleep.
Absolutely. So I believe that sleep is a sensory experience, and so I look at all five senses in order to figure out different ways that we can affect our sleep at night. So one of the senses is obviously sight, and so we know that light has a big effect on our ability to sleep. I tell people all the time, you know, light is medicine. Light actually has a direct effect on your brain's ability to produce melatonin. Remember, melatonin is that key that starts the engine for sleep. So replacing your bulbs in your bedside table lamps with 40-watt bulbs as opposed to 60 or 80-watt bulbs is going to be an important factor. Sound, of course, is another one. So if you have a noisy bed partner or there's a lot of street noise, having a sound machine or earplugs can actually be an effective thing to have. Of course, smell is another one. There's actually a double-blind, placebo-controlled study looking at certain scents to be able to help people fall asleep. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not like you sniff something and just pass out like you would with ether or something like that. But more that there's a relaxation response to things like lavender and ylang-ylang to help guide people to sleep. And, of course, touch is another big one, and that's where we get into things like the Princess Luxury Bed and mattresses, pillows, and sheets. When to replace your pillow, what kind of sheets are going to keep your temperature cool. And speaking of temperature, one of the things I talk about also is keeping a cooler sleep environment whenever possible. Usually between 65 and 75 degrees is a great ambient temperature to help people fall asleep. And then there's taste. Believe it or not, there are certain foods that can be more helpful for sleep. Tart cherry juice is one that's got a lot of melatonin in it. And one of the myths out there is turkey. A lot of people say, well, if I eat turkey, it's got tryptophan, it's going to make me feel sleepy. You'd have to eat a 46-pound turkey to get enough tryptophan to actually make it worth your while. And by the way, tryptophan doesn't work particularly well in the presence of protein. So I wouldn't go eating a 46-pound turkey in order to get a good night's rest.
Dr. Michael Bruce, the sleep doctor, with us on This Week in America. He's a regular contributor to Dr. Oz, board certified sleep expert, best-selling author, partnering with Princess Cruises to develop the Princess Luxury Bed. It's interesting you mentioned the sheets and that type of thing. Your partner in designing this, Candace Olson from HGTV, worked on the bedding elements. And as you're reading this, it makes sense. It really does have an impact, doesn't it, on the overall sleep experience, what you're sleeping on.
It really does have an impact. You know, working with Candace, who, by the way, she's an amazing, amazing person. We had so much fun working together. She really has an intimate knowledge of textiles and materials, and we really thought through the ideas of how to keep people cool and also make the bedroom look really beautiful, because something that's pleasing to the eye is also very relaxing, be able to get in bed and have that luxurious feel and that luxurious look. It really all plays a part in getting a better night's rest.
I mentioned the switch to daylight saving time. You talk to so many people that really lose that hour, and it has great impact for weeks, maybe even months after that. Is that psychological, or do we really lose that hour, and can we make it up?
Well, it really is a real effect there. And because so many people in the world are sleep deprived, losing another hour just makes it worse. And so some of the recommendations that I'm putting out there have to do with things like on the Wednesday and Thursday before, go to bed about 20 minutes earlier, and then the Friday and Saturday of, go to bed another 20 minutes earlier, again, to get your body adjusted. You want to stop caffeine by about 1 p.m. Most people don't know, but caffeine has a half-life of between 7 and 8 hours, and that can have a big effect on your ability to fall asleep. I don't mind you having a glass or two of wine with dinner, but be careful. You want to have at least 3 hours of time without any alcohol before you go to sleep. And on the weekend of the time change, I would skip alcohol altogether. Reset your clock in the morning. That way you can continue to tell yourself what that new time frame is. And of course, make sure that you've got the right bed and bedding material to get a great night's sleep.
You hear people say all the time, I'm going to take this weekend and catch up on my sleep. Can you catch up on your sleep?
Unfortunately, it's not really a great idea. Sleep doesn't really work that way. It's much better to have a consistent sleep schedule because you've got this thing inside your body called your circadian rhythm. And what I'm oftentimes explaining to people is sleep is a lot like a baseball game. If the game starts at 8 and you show up at 9:30, they don't restart the game. And if the game starts at 8 and you show up at 6:30, all you're going to see is batting practice. You know, your body really needs to be consistent, and that way your brain knows not only when to fall asleep but how to get into the deeper stages of sleep. So don't try catching up on the weekend. I'd much rather see you keep a consistent bedtime both during the week and on the weekends.
Is technology stealing sleep?
Technology is definitely having an effect on our sleep, specifically the blue light that comes from our devices. We now know that blue light turns off the melatonin faucet in our brain, and by looking at these devices late at night, whether it's a tablet or a phone or a laptop, can certainly have an effect on our ability to fall asleep and get into deeper quality sleep.
You know, you're a busy guy. You've got a lot going on. How do you do it? Are there nights when, okay, I can only get six hours of sleep tonight, and I know I need more? How do you adjust? How important is sleep in your life?
Sleep is incredibly important in my life. The good good news for me is I've always been a 6.5 to 7 hour sleeper. And so no matter what my schedule looks like, I make time for sleep because it's such a top priority. And the good news is that most people don't give me too hard of a time of wanting to get sleep because I am the sleep doctor.
And the sleep doctor is with us on This Week in America, Dr. Michael Bruce. Bruce, it's interesting as we're talking about Princess Cruises, one of the features that you talked about, and you touched on that, is the individually wrapped coils. And a survey that was taken for Princess Cruises shows like 70% of people blame their sleeping problems on their significant other. And with these coils that you have, that really sort of eliminates that problem, doesn't it?
It does to a certain degree. When you have individually pocketed coils, if one person is moving around, you don't feel them on your side of the bed, and that's one of the nice aspects of it. Whereas there are other types of coils that aren't individually pocketed that are connected. You actually have, there's a lot of what we call motion transfer, which we want to try, obviously, avoid. Unfortunately, if you've got a bed partner that snores, individually pocketed coils aren't going to do a whole lot for that. In those situations, you may lose an hour's worth of sleep sitting next to a snoring bed partner.
That's where the king-size pillow comes in handy when you're dealing with that problem. In your book, you have 5 steps for better rest in the book, The Sleep Doctor's Diet. And number one is stick to one sleep schedule. Talk about the importance of that, because so many people adjust depending on what time the game is on tonight, what time I have to get up tomorrow morning. You say stick to one schedule.
It's really about that consistency, we know. Your circadian rhythm or your internal biological clock craves consistency. So the more consistent you can be, the better off you're going to be. Step number 2 is to stop caffeine by about 2 p.m. Again, when you look at caffeine's half-life, it can be up to 8 hours, and you really don't want that to affect your ability to fall asleep at night. Step number 3 has to do with alcohol. It takes the human body approximately 1 hour per alcoholic beverage to digest. So if you've had a couple of glasses of wine with dinner, you really want to make sure that you give your body an opportunity to get that out of your system. There's a really big difference between going to sleep and passing out. We really prefer the going to sleep side much more than the passing out side. Of course, exercise about 4 hours before bed is going to be extremely helpful. Exercise is one of the easiest ways to improve the overall quality of your sleep. And then finally, getting 10 to 15 minutes of sunlight each morning turns out to be a great way not only to start your day, but to reset that circadian clock and help with better sleep.
With us on This Week in America, Dr. Michael Bruce, best-selling author, The Sleep Doctor, board-certified sleep expert, partner with Princess Cruises to develop their Princess Luxury Bed. Information on that available at princessluxurybed.com. Dr. Bruce, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.